provide a definition for the word woman.
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word.
Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of The Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. I am your gracious host. My name is Tom Velasquez, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. So, apparently, judges can't define what a woman is because she's not a biologist. I'm not a biologist, and I can tell you what a woman is. I think everybody listening to this show can tell you what a woman is. Now, there's been a lot of grief saying that, well, that was a stupid question. Well, not really. When you look at the context of what they're going after KJB for, is her stance on these sexual predators, these pedophiles, that she is going very, very soft on them. So I think that was a great question. Can you define a woman? No. I'm not a biologist. I'm a judge. I don't care if you're a zookeeper. You should be able to tell the difference between a man and a woman, and you should be able to articulate that. So that's a cop-out. That is an absolute unequivocal cop-out. Again, if this judge is being soft on sexual predators, we need to know her views on what a woman is, because that may alter her views on future cases. The fact that she will not define what a woman is, because she's a judge, not a biologist, that has nothing to do with it. That should tell a lot of people about this judge, but it doesn't really matter because she's getting confirmed. You heard it here. She's going to get confirmed, and she is, you know, she's playing it off really well. She's got the smile. She's very cordial. I will uphold the Constitution. No, she won't. There is a reason Progressive Joe and the progressives are all over this woman, is because she is a flaming liberal socialist. And we're going to have a socialist, another socialist, on the Supreme Court. She won't answer what she thinks about packing the courts because she doesn't want the answer that she feels to be out in the open, because she knows it's not the popular answer. So this is what's going to be on the Supreme Court. When I said, I hope by November, we still have a country. This is why. You know, everybody was up in arms about Trump and his candidates for the Supreme Court. Have you noticed there's a big, huge difference between when Trump puts somebody up for the Supreme Court and when Biden does? The biggest difference is the Republicans are not out there to smear this person. They're not making up false claims. They're not bringing in false witnesses trying to destroy this person's life like they did with Amy Comey Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh. The Republicans are simply asking questions that need to be answered as a confirmation. They're not going out and building up bogus claims against this person, going back when they were 10 years old against this person, looking at their childhood, looking at what they did in high school, in college, and trying to ruin this person's life. That is the difference between Republicans and Democrats. Democrats don't care whose life they ruin, and that includes you. You may have voted for them, and it doesn't matter to them, because if you are not with them, you are against them, and therefore you are against them gaining more power, gaining more control, and gaining more money. So therefore, you're a liability. So just remember that come October. What party is actually for you? Now, it can be said that there's no party actually for you, because both parties are really out for themselves, but you have a better chance of success in your life if you apply yourself if the Republicans are in charge. It has been proven time and time and time again. But make no mistake, KJB will be the next Supreme Court justice, and God help this country. So with that being said, we are going to take a break and then start the real show, and I am going to take you on a journey this week. We're going to get our shovel, and we are going to dig and dig and dig all the way down the rabbit hole this week. I've got a couple stories. One of them is going to displease a lot of you. It will make some of you very mad, but it's things you have to hear about because you're not hearing about them anywhere else. So sit back, relax, open that mind. My name is Tom Velasquez. You're listening to The Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back.
Welcome to the Ohio Hauntings and Legends podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me, there are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine, others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
Just to dig me out with silver spoons. No, I didn't see it coming. Oh, old walls that I'm stuck inside. I guess beauty sees what I can't find. I didn't, oh, I didn't see it coming. Well, I got your code and I got your message. I want you to go.
Okay, so as I said before the break, we're going to go down the rabbit hole. I don't necessarily, and a lot of you may say, you do it every week, Tom, but I don't necessarily like going this far deep down the rabbit hole. But I had a good friend of mine who I think highly of give me some information this week that I have to give you guys, because not one bit of this information you are hearing on the news, the mainstream media, and even kind of the fringe media, you're not hearing what is going on. And to begin with, I want to talk to you about Ukraine. I have been called a Putin supporter, a social or a communist, a Nazi, because everybody thinks that I agree with what Putin's doing. And I don't know how many other ways I can tell you I don't necessarily agree with what Putin is doing, but let me tell you, there is more to the story of Ukraine than we are being told. Now, as I have gone into this show and I've evolved and I've matured, and I feel that I'm pretty in tune with what is going on in the world. And according to my listeners, they feel the same way. However, I've learned over the years and years and years of me doing this show that I need to look outside the box. So while most of the world is looking at the news coverage of Ukraine, I have to ask myself one thing. And I asked myself this during the COVID pandemic. Where is the other side? Because we are only receiving news regarding how horrible Russia is. Now, I'm going to call out some of my listeners, because the listeners who during the whole COVID pandemic were saying, you can't trust the media, the media is hiding something, are the same people that are putting on their Facebook page, I stand with Ukraine, and donating to Ukraine. Not that that's a bad thing. I'm not saying that's a bad thing. And let me stop here and just tell everybody that I'm not saying that this invasion is not happening. It is absolutely happening. Is it as bad as we are being told? Are the Russians? I just saw a story today about a Russian soldier who shot a little girl in the face. Do we believe that? Is it possible? Absolutely. Absolutely. But we are so concerned about the Ukrainian citizens, which we should be. They are dying. I'm not going to deny that. But where's the concern for the Russian citizens? Who, a lot of them, they don't want anything to do with this war. They're out there protesting against the invasion of Ukraine, but yet the world is sanctioning Russia. And who is that hurting? Is it hurting Putin and the military? Absolutely not. Because they still have, they're living high off the hog regardless. It is killing the economy of Russia and therefore killing the people of Russia. The same people who are protesting against this war. We don't want to hear that though. Because we look at all the pictures on the news of the mainstream media saying, oh, an apartment complex got bombed. Oh, look at this children's hospital that was destroyed. Is it true? Do we really believe that the Russians are actively participating in genocide, going after children, going after women? Or do we look back at how the media reacted, how the media manipulated us during this whole COVID pandemic? And let's talk about even farther back than that. Let's talk about the Gulf War. For those of you who are alive, or I doubt it happened, but maybe you learned about Jessica Lynch, the private, I believe she was a private, that got caught, that was captured by the Iraqis and was a POW, and an elite team of special forces came in and rescued her, and they were hailed as heroes. That's not really how it went down, but this is war, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to deal with a lot of propaganda. And it goes on both sides. Here's the thing, though. You don't hear much from Russia saying that, yeah, we're bombing these women and children. They're not saying it, not that they would, but do we really believe that the Ukrainians are strong enough to be putting up this much of a resistance? Maybe. I mean, look at in Vietnam, look at in Iraq and Afghanistan. The United States of America, they struggled there. But I guess what I'm trying to say is those of us during this whole COVID pandemic who were so quick to tell everybody that the media is lying to you, you can't trust the media, we have some of you that are taking what the media is telling you right now and just soaking it in and gobbling it down your throat like, there's no way that this isn't true. Ladies and gentlemen, you've listened to this show for a long time. You know what a false flag is. It's when your government perpetuates a mass casualty, an event against their own country, so it changes the whole view of the enemy. How do we know that the Ukrainians are not doing that right now? Zelensky is not the hero that the media is making him out to be. You have to look at the fact that you're only hearing one side. It is one narrative. If you go against that narrative, you are considered a sympathizer to the Russians, who right now the Russians are the biggest piles of you know what on the planet. As for me, I'm going to take anything the media tells me with a huge grain of salt. Right now, we know that the media has, well, the New York Times and the left-leaning media has lied through their teeth for the last 2.5 years about the Hunter Biden laptop. It has been proven. The New York Times, who is totally telling everybody it's Russian propaganda, it's Russian disinformation, has now come out and said, yep, it's true. So what else were they lying about? So if that's the case, then we know Joe Biden and Hunter Biden are neck deep in Burisma and the corruption in Ukraine. So that puts a red flag in my head. Why is the world hell-bent on Russia stopping Russia going into Ukraine? Now, yes, the world may be hell-bent on stopping Russia going into Ukraine because they don't want to see more bloodshed. Or are the fringe, the conspiracy theorists right when they say that there's bioweapons labs, U.S.-funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine, and everywhere that a bioweapons lab is, Russia is seemingly going after. Russia has come out. Putin has come out and said, look, we're not going to be part of this one world government. So is he the bad guy? Because right now, I look at our administration that we have in this country. I look in Canada at Trudeau. I look at England with Boris Johnson. I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw him. Look at Australia. Look at New Zealand. Look what they've done to their citizens. They've locked them down. They've basically told anybody, if you're unvaccinated, you're dead. You will not have a life in this country. It amazes me how many people are still listening to the media as if they are the end-all be-all. They are not. They have proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that they have an agenda, and they will do anything they can to manipulate you so you believe that agenda. They did it during COVID, and that was basically a test run to prove that if you just keep beating this stuff in the population's head, they will eventually believe it. Well, never fear, because as Justin Trudeau said, there's a fringe minority of people out there that can see through the lies, can see through the BS, and can critically think for themselves. But here's where I want you to really listen to what I'm telling you, because Ukraine, for the longest time, has been looked at as a poor country. Well, here's a fact check for you, and I'm going to ask a question. Was Ukraine the largest donor to the Clinton Foundation for 15 years? Reports have been circulating online that Ukraine has been the largest donor to the Clinton Foundation for the past 15 years. According to David Sachs, on March 17, 2022, just a couple of days ago, David Sachs says, I want to be clear. The fact that out of all the countries in the world, Ukraine was the top donor to the Clinton Foundation at the same time that the Hillary State Department was backing a coup in Ukraine, it's just purely coincidental to the history of that situation. The Wall Street Journal in 2015 did an investigation into Ukraine's handling of this situation, I guess would be the not proper term to put it, but they found that, yes, Ukraine was the largest donor to the Clinton Foundation. According to Dandy St. Cloud, Ukraine was the number one donor to the Clinton Foundation. That's on March 20th, 2022. According to Florian Kostler on March 17th, 2002, things that make you go, Ukraine, one of the poorest countries in Europe, was at one point the biggest foreign donor of the Clinton Foundation. Simultaneously, Ukraine is, or was, one of the forefront in implementing a digital surveillance economy. So all over social media, people are telling you that the Ukraine has been backing Hillary Clinton and the socialist and the Great Reset, Klaus Schwab. Where are they getting the money? Well, the Wall Street Journal has proven that to be the case. USA Today came out and said, well, you know, we fact-checked it and we labeled it false. Why did they label it false? Because they claim it's not true that the Ukrainian government was the largest donor. Okay, fair enough. But which is it? Is it true that when you analyze individual donors when grouped by country of origin for donations of $50,000 apiece, the Ukraine tops the list at $10 million? Again, this was investigated by the Wall Street Journal, and its authenticity and veracity is not in question. So I guess it's how you phrase the question, but to simply say this is false seems to be kind of hiding the ball a little bit. You're kind of manipulating how you're... It's like a Facebook fact checker. You know, it's partly false. So that makes it fully false in the eyes of Facebook. Same thing with USA Today. If it's partly false, it's fully false. Is the Ukrainian government giving money to the Clinton Foundation? Not necessarily. But in one of the poorest countries in the world, $10 million has been given from donors in the Ukraine to the Clinton Foundation. Oh, And by the way,
you have to ask yourself, what are the odds that Mitt Romney, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden all have sons who work for energy companies in the Ukraine? Now, doesn't that seem a little odd? The money is pouring in from Ukraine. Mitt Romney, Nancy Pelosi, and Joe Biden all have kids who work on the boards of energy companies in the Ukraine. We've all heard of Burisma. What are the odds of that? But let's take it even a step further. What are the chances that the phone call that Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Mitt Romney, that they tried to impeach Trump over just happened to be with the Ukraine's Zelensky? And now add this one. What are the odds that the number one donor by country of origin to the Clinton Foundation again happens to be from Ukraine? Either the Ukraine is filthy rich, richer than the United States, and just has money to burn, or, and I'm just going to throw this out here as hypothetical, or perhaps the Ukraine is a global hub for money laundering. How do you think all those rich people in Ukraine came to donate the money in the first place? Ask yourself, where are all these millions coming to pay the likes of Hunter Biden and to donate to the Clinton Foundation? Where are all these millions coming from? I mean, let's be honest, it couldn't be that the corrupt people, the members of Congress, presidents, diplomats, it couldn't be that they're voting to send the Ukraine millions and millions of dollars in quote-unquote foreign aid, which gets paid out to the Ukrainian government, which then gets doled out to the rich oligarchs, which then kick back a portion of that to places like the Clinton Foundation. That couldn't happen, could it? That would just be crazy talk, right? This is exactly how politicians, congressmen, congresswomen, representatives go in making $100,000, $120,000 a year and come out multi-millionaires and sometimes billionaires, I guess. Because it's money laundering. It's a legal form of money laundering. Hey, I'm going to send you this aid. I want you to take this and put it into my Clinton Foundation or back this into my bank account. This is exactly why the politicians, especially in this country and around the world, don't care one iota about us. Because we aren't giving them money. They aren't making money off of us hand over foot. They're making it through money laundering. They'll send aid to this country. 13 million, I think it was, in gender studies to India or Pakistan. Do you really think Pakistan saw that money? No. Pakistan saw a minute amount of that money. They might have seen 1 to 2, 3 million, we'll say. And the rest of the 10 million was diverted into a set of people's bank accounts. It's money laundering, and in other words, legalized mafioso. It's mafia tactics. I'm going to give you this money. You send it back to me. This is why we get nothing done. Our voices aren't heard from any government entity around the world. Because they're more concerned about who can I give money to that can divert it back into my bank account? Ukraine. Why not Ukraine? They are the... Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Ukraine is corrupt as all hell. We are not being told that. And I'm not saying the people of Ukraine are corrupt as hell. I feel for the people of Ukraine. I don't want to make light of the situation that they're going through. I don't want to make light of the fact that, yes, people are dying. But we are only hearing one side of the story. And people are gobbling that side of the story up. I can't tell you how many blue and yellow and I stand with Ukraine profile pictures I see now. I can't tell you how many times I'm getting asked, do you want to donate to Ukraine? No, I don't. I would rather send my money to James Dunn and Sandy so I know that people are getting helped out. By the way, Rick Ness, I love you, Rick. Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast, donated to James and Sandy's Fundly page. If you have not yet donated, please do so. Rick has, I have, Roy has. We need more people to donate to that page. Just go to the Paranormal Patriot on Facebook. Scroll down. You will find the link. Click that link, and it will send you
to Fundly's page where you can donate whatever you can afford. I know times are tough, but we have to help this couple out. They have been ravaged by the vaccine, and we need to help them. For all of us who have been so against the vaccines, this is our chance to make a difference. Do it for James. Do it for Sandy. I did it. Roy did it. Rick did it. You can do it too. Go to the Paranormal Patriot on Facebook. Click the link and donate to James and Sandy's fund. So before I stop this segment, before I get too deep down that rabbit hole, I do want to tell you that yes, I feel for the Ukrainian people. I really do. But my God, how do we know that some of these attacks against civilians aren't false flag incidents? How do we know that it's not the Ukrainian government sending missiles into these apartment buildings, into these daycare centers, into these hospitals, just to make it more plausible that the Russians are barbarians, that they don't care? This is why I hate war. I love war movies. I love war video games. I hate actual war for the simple fact that we have a government that is taking our wives, our husbands, our children, and throwing them into harm's way. Well, they don't have any stake in the game. Their kids aren't being sent over there. In instances where they are called up to serve in the military during wartime efforts, what are they doing? Oh, they're typing up paperwork. They are so far away from enemy lines that they might as well be in a different universe. They have no worries whatsoever that their children are going to be killed, injured, maimed, scarred for life from what our government and the governments around the world are putting our children and our husbands and our wives through. It infuriates me. We have no say in it. I don't want any part of this Ukrainian-Russian conflict. I don't want any part of it. At this point in our country's history, we need to start looking out for number one. We need to cut the costs of inflation. We need to cut the costs of gasoline and energy, and we need to become energy independent. We don't need to be getting involved in a war that we have no business being in. And then we have Joe Biden in Poland talking with NATO. God help us. I mean, honestly, could we be less respected? I thought we were totally disrespected when Obama was in office. He doesn't hold a candle to how much disrespect and how ill-respected we are on the world stage now that Joe Biden's in control. They realize we have no leader. Because you go from Joe Biden, you go to Kamala Harris. From Kamala Harris, you go to Nancy Pelosi. You go from an old man who is on the onset, if not full-blown dementia, to a vice president that has no clue Russia's a big country. Ukraine's a little country. Russia invaded Ukraine, and that's not good. That is the vice president. And then you have the drunk Nancy Pelosi. This is our leadership in this country. Who would respect us? Honestly, I guarantee you the world leaders around this country, they're looking at America right now going, now's the time. China, oh my God, why do you think North Korea is flexing its muscles? You know, the Democrats and the mainstream media when Trump was elected said, oh my God, he's going to start World War III. No wars. Everybody respected us. North Korea, Russia, Iran, China, everybody was like, We're gonna sit this one out. And then Joe Biden gets in there. And then all hell breaks loose. Why? Because in my opinion, we have the weakest leadership that this country has ever witnessed. There has never been a time in the history of this country where the leadership of this country has been so weak and so uninformed and ill-prepared for any crisis that this country may face. And now we have to pay for it. We have Joe Biden telling the American people, you are going to have food shortages. Gas prices are going up. What are you doing to fix it, Joe? Nothing.
You're going to Iran. You're going to Venezuela to get your oil. When we have more oil under our feet than anywhere in the world. But because the progressives in the Democrat Party, the New Green Deal crew, because they control everything, there's no way we can be energy independent again. Now let's look at this in a logical way. In terms of industrialized nations on this planet, the United States is the cleanest. And what I mean by that is the most environmentally conscious nation on this planet. But we're not going to look at that. We're not going to look at that. We're not going to look at the fact that when we produce oil, we do it the most environmentally sound way, more so than any other place on the planet. We're going to go to Iran. We're going to go to Venezuela. We're going to go to Saudi Arabia and get their oil, where they have dirtier oil. They do not have the environmental standards that we do. So therefore, it is destroying the environment more so than if we produced oil ourselves. That is the logic of the Democrat Party at this time. It doesn't matter if we are the most environmentally conscious nation on this planet. We are not going to produce fossil fuels. We're going to just let them sit in the ground. We'll let other countries who are not as environmentally sound produce it for us. That is the logic we are up against. And the problem is there are so many people that think that is sound logic. If you look at it consciously and critically, you would realize that that logic is flawed beyond belief. If you have a country that has the energy underneath their feet and they can get that energy, they can get that oil, they can get that natural gas, they can get those fossil fuels, they don't care that the country that can do it more economically and more environmentally sound, it doesn't matter to them. Because they don't want our country to be producing fossil fuels. So therefore, they are having a concerted effort to destroy our country. This is what we are up against, people. How many of my listeners listening to this show right now has heard somebody they know say, hey, I'm willing to pay $7 a gallon in gas as long as we don't produce fossil fuels in this country? How many of you have heard somebody say that? And if you have held off backhanding them, I congratulate you, because I don't know if I could do it. There are people out there that are willing to pay $7, $10 a gallon of gas just to be woke and feel like they're doing their part to be environmentally safe. But they have no problems getting oil to be refined into fuel from countries that are not even close to being as environmentally safe as we are. This is the media. This is the Democrat Party we're dealing with today. There's no logic whatsoever. We are fighting against, I hate to say it, stupid people that have no idea how the world works. They have no idea what is happening around them. All they're doing is listening to what the media is telling them. This is what we're up against. We're losing the fight, ladies and gentlemen. We really are. Because the New Green Deal people at this point are winning. Even in this time of inflated fuel and energy prices, we can't catch any traction. Because the media and the Democrats are saying this is how it's supposed to be. Joe Biden's on TV telling Americans, yep, there's going to be food shortages and you better be prepared to pay more at the fuel pump and pay more for your heating and cooling at home. And people are like, okay, Joe, how do we combat this stupidness? How do we combat this lack of critical thinking? You have to educate them. Listen to this show to help you educate your friends and your family and anybody you come across that just has no clue about what is going on in the world around them. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to hear from Harvey Gott. And when we come back, I'm going to go over an old friend. I can't tell you the last time I've talked about this topic, but it's something you need to hear because it kind of revolves around something I've been talking about the last couple of shows. But before that, I'm going to give you, per FISA, this is not my list. This is not a conspiracy theorist list. This is the list of side effects from the Pfizer vaccine. You need to hear this because this is going to blow your mind. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You're listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
Hello. Hello, goodbye. I'm tired of y'all. Can't tell anybody how you really feel. I'm gonna shatter your world right now. I'm gonna blow your mind as I tell you the deal. Life is tough, but you make it harder. You got your own views and you're gonna take them far. We've been trained to hate one another. Mindless drones, fans, you are even bother. Trading our sales for civil war.
This is Harvey Gott, and I'm the host of Satire Is Not Dead. Join me every Wednesday for new episodes. Satire Is Not Dead is in the Cinescape Media Network. You can learn more about this program and other programs by visiting cinescape.media.
All I know is that you need it. All I know is you just need it. All I know is we just need it. All I know is you just need it.
All righty. So if you are unvaccinated, you have undoubtedly been bullied, been harassed by those who have been vaccinated, saying, oh, you don't care about anybody. You're just thinking about yourself. You're a detriment to society. Well, we, and when I say we, I mean me and all of you listening, have been telling the world that these vaccines aren't safe. And all these vaccinated people, for reasons unknown, and I'll be honest with you, I think it's because they know they've been duped. They know that the government sold them snake oil, and they're pissed about it now. But in a 55,000-page set of documents released on Tuesday, March 3rd, 2022, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, in other words, they, for the first time, allowed the public to access data Pfizer submitted to the FDA from its clinical trials in support of the COVID vaccine license. This follows U.S. District Judge Mark T. Pittman's decision on January 6th, ironic, to deny the request from the HDA to suppress the data for the next 75 years, which the agency claimed was necessary, in part because of its limited resources. Now, I told you before the break that I was going to give you all the side effects. I don't have enough time, literally, because there are a list of adverse events of special interest. This list includes 1,291 different adverse events following vaccination. What I'm going to give you are some of the most severe side effects of the Pfizer vaccine. And if you've already been vaccinated and had some of the booster shots, I apologize in advance. But you knew what you were getting into. Either you were coerced, forced to do it, or you drank the Kool-Aid. There are ways, supposedly, that you can reverse the effects of the vaccine to a point. I'm not a big believer in that because an MRA, it literally alters your DNA. But here are some of the most important, most deadly side effects of the Pfizer vaccine. This list includes acute kidney injury, acute flaccid myelitis, anti-sperm antibody positive, brainstem embolism, brainstem
thrombosis, cardiac arrest, cardiac failure, cardiac ventricular thrombosis, cardiac shock, central nervous system vasculitis, neonatal death, deep vein thrombosis, encephalitis, brainstem, encephalitis hemorrhagic, frontal lobe epilepsy, foaming at the mouth, epileptic psychosis, facial paralysis, fetal distress syndrome, gastrointestinal amyloidosis, generalized tonic-clonic seizure, Hashimoto's encephalopathy, hepatic vascular thrombosis, herpes zoster reactivation, immune-mediated hepatitis, interstitial lung disease, jugular vein embolism, juvenile myoclonic epilepsy, liver injury, low birth weight, multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, myocarditis, neonatal seizure, pancreatitis, pneumonia, stillbirth, tachycardia, temporal lobe epilepsy, testicular autoimmunity, thrombotic cerebral infarction, type 1 diabetes, venous thrombosis, neonatal and vertebral artery thrombosis. Now, this is among the 1,291 different adverse events following vaccination. Now, according to the Children's Health Defense, they say this is a bombshell. Well, yeah, it sure is a bombshell. President and General Counsel Mary Holland said, at least now we know why the FDA and Pfizer wanted to keep this data under wraps for 75 years. These findings should put an immediate end to the Pfizer COVID vaccines. The potential for serious harm is very clear, and those injured by the vaccines are prohibited from suing Pfizer for damages. And when I was looking into the research on this vaccine, that was the first red flag, is there is no repercussions. You cannot go back and sue any of the manufacturers of these vaccines. That told me that they don't know what it's going to do. They have no idea the long-term side effects. So these doctors and these nurses and these health practitioners that you hear on TV and on the radio and talking to you on social media, telling you how safe and effective that this vaccine is, this, what I just gave you, this is proof that these doctors, these nurses, these health practitioners, they have thrown out their Hippocratic Oath. They have sold you out for a handful of cash. I guarantee you, every doctor, every nurse, every health practitioner, I guarantee you, if we were to get access to their financial records, every single one of those you hear on the radio, you see on TV, and you see spouting this nonsense on social media, if you look at their bank accounts, they will have an influx of cash. And it's all because they sold out their Hippocratic Oath and they sold out their values to make a quick buck. And they did it on your back and on your life and on your loved one's life. How does that make you feel? I didn't trust doctors before. I sure as hell don't trust them now. So right here, for all of these jackasses that have sent me messages and sent me emails telling me how stupid I am that I didn't get vaccinated, I pray that you do not get any of these symptoms or any of these side effects. And the problem is, this is right after vaccine. Who knows what is going to happen 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, because you are as many as necessary booster shots. That's all you care about. You are so afraid of living that you are going to inject yourself with an unproven, obviously deadly vaccine and its boosters just so you can feel safe. You're not safe. I'm safer than you are because I have an immune system. And my immune system
is not, it hasn't been compromised by this vaccine. Well, yours has, because everything on here, from blood clots to heart conditions, you name it, it's from this vaccine. There is no denying that. The media will tell you that that's not the case. Facebook will fact check the hell out of this every single time you mention something about this. They're denying the truth. For those of us who have stood tall and stood against these vaccines, good for you. For those of you who have been coerced and forced into these vaccines, I can't tell you how bad I feel for you. Hell, we've got a listener that we're trying to raise money for because his fiancée was forced to get this vaccine. And they have no recourse against the manufacturers of this vaccine, who knew prior to sending them out that this thing wasn't safe. But yet our government, they don't care. They don't care because they're more concerned about getting kickbacks from Ukraine. They're more concerned about laundering money from Ukraine. They're more worried about how they can make an extra 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million. They don't care about you and I. And for those of you who willingly took the vaccine, sorry, that's on you. Don't knock me for not taking the vaccine. I'm healthier than you are. We're going to move into the last subject now. And I haven't talked about this subject in, I honestly think it was Mysteries of Michigan days. I want to talk to you about chemtrails. They are real. They don't go away quickly. They grow and they spread out over the entire sky over an afternoon. They're often sprayed in an X or a cross hatch pattern to get maximum coverage in the sky. And they contain heavy metals like aluminum, barium, and now they are confirmed to have graphene in them. You might have heard, I think it was the last show or the show before that, me talking about graphene, which is in the pills we take and in the vaccine. And the problem is the vaccinated are spreading this vaccine or the graphene to the unvaccinated. Here's the problem. The aluminum, the barium, the graphene, these are all extremely toxic to humans. Let's back up a little bit. Let's take COVID. COVID, in my opinion, in a growing number of people's opinion, was cooked up in a bio lab, either in Ukraine or China. It was released to the public. Now, the governments of the world use the mainstream media to hype it up and work everybody into a panic, and then tell everybody that the only cure is to take this poisonous vaccine that I just told you the side effects about. It's the same cycle over and over and over again. The government creates the problem. They use their propaganda machines and the mainstream media to work everyone into a panic, and then they roll out their solution, which is usually worse than the problem. I am here to tell you that chemtrails are real. How many times have you been out on a beautiful summer day, beautiful blue sky, not a cloud in sight, and then you get planes going overhead, and you look at them and say, oh, that's leaving a nice contrail, but that contrail doesn't dissipate, because a contrail is supposed to be water vapor that freezes in the upper atmosphere and leaves a streak of what looks like smoke. Well, that smoke should dissipate. As it drops into warmer levels of the atmosphere, it should melt, right? Well, these contrails don't melt. They expand over the sky. And therefore, they turn a beautiful blue sky sunny day into a partly cloudy hazy day because they're dropping barium, aluminum, and now graphene. It has been proven that in California, where chemtrails were seen to be prevalent, they tested the soil after a large day of what they called chemtrails. Contrails that wouldn't go away. They just seemed to expand in the sky and turn a beautiful blue sky sunny day into a hazy cloud cover day. They tested the soil.
And that soil was proven to have large amounts of aluminum and barium in the soil. Those are not naturally occurring metals that naturally occur in the soil. They have to be placed there. So where are they coming from? They're coming from the sky. It has been proven multiple times that if you see contrails, if you test the soil, you're going to find elevated portions of that soil elevated with aluminum and barium. Well, now you can add graphene, because graphene seems to be the next thing that the government is out to destroy us with. What is the point? Graphene is a very magnetic metal. What is the point of putting that in us? Why are we supposed to breathe this? What is it going to do to us? I asked this friend of mine who gave me these articles and said, you need to talk about this on your show. We were at a loss. I mean, the only thing I can come up with, and I mentioned this on the last show, is 5G. 5G is a military weapon. Why are we now seeing graphene on the forefront? Why is this being injected in us with the vaccine? Why is this being put on the pills that we take? Instead of ink, it's graphene. Why is this being sprayed above us? Does 5G have to do anything with this? I don't know. My guess is yes. But you have Bill Gates, who is a computer programmer, although a large portion of the population thinks that he's a scientist that needs to be listened to. He is not a scientist, but he is a big proponent of depopulation of the Earth. And he has proposed a plan to cover the sky with chemtrails, essentially, to block out the sun, to stop global warming. How do you think that's going to go? Honestly, how do you think that's going to go? And if you don't believe that he said that and he wants to do that, all you do is a Google search. It's all over the internet. Bill Gates wants to spray reflective material in the sky, in the stratosphere, so it reflects back to the sun. So the sun's rays do not come into contact with the Earth. How do you think that's going to turn out? How do our crops grow? They grow by sun and they grow by rain. If we don't have enough sun, if we're blocking out the sun, what is that going to do to our crops? You think we're having a food shortage now? Wait until there's not enough sun. It's just like a nuclear winter. It's just like a meteorite or an asteroid hitting this planet, and then a huge plume of debris gets circulated throughout our stratosphere to block out the sun. We're dead. We are dead. And in Bill Gates' world, I'm telling you, the only people that survive are the only people in the know. Only people that can get into these underground bunkers and survive for a couple years until all this debris comes settling down to the earth. But the problem is, it's now contaminated. The soil is now contaminated. The water. So what are they going to do? Well, they've got their own growing gardens, and they've got their own filtered water they can do until that stuff cleans up. And they're going to get their wish. They're going to have a population of about 5 million across the world. A very controllable population. I don't know where all of you are living that are listening to this show. If it's nice enough that you can be outside right now, here in Michigan, not so. No, it's cold. As a matter of fact, we should be getting, what day is today? March 26th, we should be getting snow. I heard up to 2 to 3 inches today, which is very infuriating. However, depending on where you are, and you don't have to do this right now, but if you are in a warmer climate where you spend a lot of time outside, I want you to look up in the sky. Because here's the issue. I truly believe that most people fall into the number one category. They look up in the sky and they don't even think about contrails. It never even occurs to them. There's another option that there are some people that think they're normal condensation trails or contrails caused by planes.
Or there's another option where there are people that know something is wrong, but they don't know what they can or cannot do about it. My hunch is that most people fall into option number one, where they don't even think about it. They just look in the sky and think it's a contrail and it's just dissipating over the sky. There's a lot of my family members that are falling into that category. They just say, no, come on, you conspiracy theorists, you're crazy. They're just contrails. It's higher up in the atmosphere. It's the way the atmosphere temperature is. No, because if you look at these contrails are supposed to be ice formed by the exhaust of the plane. Well, ice is going to fall, and as it falls, it will melt and it will dissipate. It doesn't spread out over the course of an afternoon and make an afternoon a hazy day. They're literally spraying heavy chemicals into the skies above us, into the air we breathe. And I have to believe that the majority of the people understood that and thought about it, there would be hell to pay. But as it stands, I never hear anybody question it. And the people that I talk to about it think I'm crazy. Nope, there's no such thing as chemtrails. Ladies and gentlemen, it has been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that there are chemtrails. If you want to prove it to yourself, go out on a beautiful summer, or even a beautiful winter day where the sun's out, the sky is bright blue, and then look up. And then as you see these planes going across the sky and leaving these contrails that do not dissipate and just seem to expand, go out in the next day or two and find a way to get a soil sample and have it analyzed. And you will find aluminum, barium, and graphene in the soil. So if it's in the soil, you are breathing it. You are somehow ingesting this into your body. And it is messing with our immune system. It is causing cancers. It is causing unending health issues in the world population. And yet we're just going to let it happen because there's no way our government would do that. Really? I would think that's the least our government would do. That's just my opinion. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed your trip down the rabbit hole. It has been interesting for me, to say the least. Let me know my big question this week. I want to hear what you think about Ukraine. Is Ukraine the angel of Europe that we are being told? Or are we being manipulated by the mainstream media? Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net and let me know. And by the way, go to fundly.com. Go to the Paranormal Patriot page and click the link and donate to James Dunn. They need your help. Thank you for listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll be back next week. Looking at me and I'm just not caring. Over there is a dude with the members only coat, and he's looking like a faggot with that scarf around his throat. Prince came up with a song that he just called Kiss, and he sounded like a girl, so don't you try and guess. Go get me a can of Fanta with your little boy, as he moonwalked to the store and got an almond joy. A girl walks up to me and said, you're cute. I said, is it me or you smelling my boot? She asked me if I had any Cabbage Patch Kids. I said, nope, if I did, he'd look like a gremlin. She asked me if I wanted her strawberry shortcake. I said, yeah, I'm missing you just like John Wayne. Mom, St. Helena erupts, John Lennon is shot. Pac-Man is sucking, Quarter Space Invaders is hot. There's a music channel everybody's talking about, and a miracle on ice making everybody shout. Mork and Mindy's a pair, and Alf just came from space. Different strokes taught us all how to deal with race. The 80s were the best music that we ever had. Just ask Michael Jackson, because